ഇത് SBS റേഡിയോ മലയാളം.
നമസ്കാരം, ലക്ഷ്മി ത്രിപാഠി, SBS സ്റ്റുഡിയോയിലേക്ക് സ്വാഗതം.
താങ്ക് യു. നമസ്കാരം. ഞാൻ ശ്രീ മഹാകാൽ.
ഇംഗ്ലീഷിൽ ഇന്റർവ്യൂ എടുക്കാമെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാണ് വന്ന് ലക്ഷ്മി ത്രിപാഠി സ്റ്റുഡിയോയിലേക്ക് വരുന്നുവെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ ഇംഗ്ലീഷിൽ ഇന്റർവ്യൂ എടുക്കണമെന്നാണ് ഞാൻ വിചാരിച്ചത്. പക്ഷേ വന്നു കഴിഞ്ഞ് സംസാരിച്ചപ്പോൾ ഇംഗ്ലീഷിൽ വേണ്ട, മലയാളത്തിൽ തന്നെ എടുക്കാമെന്ന് മനസ്സിലായിരിക്കുകയാണ്.
No, I understand Malayalam because naan pinne naan dance teacher Malayali when I learned Bharatanatyam then Baby Johnny pinne before that also I had what we say Praveen Balaya, my childhood friend, where the world always said, you know, even to Praveen and his mama, why your child is roaming with Lakshmi, you know, and with all those dirty names, Chakka, Mamu, Feminine and everything. And, but Praveen Balaya has been my childhood friend. So the Malayali connection, then only it was established. And in my school, Nyan Menon Miss, my craft teacher Menon Miss, Malayaliya, but the... so much of support. She always said, you know, the world, Lakshmi, you're different, but your face in the crowd, you're not crowd, you know, Kanna. And she used to always love me very much. She's, before even I started learning dance, Men and Miss, today also when I wear sari, I literally copy Men and Miss, you know, the typical Kerala style, you know, which I got. And I always believe that I have a backlife relation with Kerala. Sometimes I always funnily say that I was this is the famous painting of that Kerala, no? The bathing girl of the Thanjavur royal family, you know? So I always say I was the princess of Kerala. But it is always okay. There. So Kerala has been left, right and center. Wherever I go in the world, I will always find Malayalis around me. Look, I walk into the studio and you're a Malayali over here, you know.
Okay, എന്തായാലും നമ്മൾ വിഷയത്തിലേക്ക്. ഇപ്പോൾ മെൽബണിലെത്തിയിരിക്കുന്നത് ജയ്പൂർ ലിറ്ററി ഫെസ്റ്റിവലിന്റെ മെൽബൺ എഡിഷന് വേണ്ടിയിട്ടാണ്. ട്രാൻസ്ജെൻഡർ വിഷയത്തെക്കുറിച്ച് സംസാരിക്കുന്നതിന് വേണ്ടി ജെൻഡർ ആൻഡ് ദ സ്പേസ് ഇൻ ബിറ്റ്വീൻ എന്നാണ് വിഷയം തോന്നുന്നു. ജെൻഡർ വിഷയങ്ങളെക്കുറിച്ച്, ജെൻഡർ ഇഷ്യൂസിനെ കുറിച്ച് ഇന്ത്യൻ ഓഡിയൻസിനോട് സംസാരിക്കുമ്പോഴും മെൽബണിലെ ഓഡിയൻസിനോ ഓസ്ട്രേലിയൻ ഓഡിയൻസിനോട് സംസാരിക്കുമ്പോഴും എന്താ മാറ്റം ഫീൽ ചെയ്തത്? ഒരു ഡിഫറൻസ്?
See, even when we are speaking Malayalam and when it is for the Malayalam crowd, also for the Kerala crowd, for Malayali speaking crowd, Kerala is now at the highest peak of, you know, gender balancing and transgender rights. And because we have a Supreme Court verdict, we are far ahead. Indians are far ahead for transgender rights than any part in the world.
Do you think so?
Of course, Pinne. We have a school in Kerala recently. We have so much of policies in Kerala. Yeah, the Kerala government is putting shame to the central government as far as the basic rights of transgender is concerned. So, Pinne, I'm really proud that, you know, Kerala is moving forward. There are activists in Kerala for transgender rights. There was once upon a time it was said that there are no transgenders in Kerala. I still remember when I was in the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment Expert Committee, and when it was asked by the government, federal government to the state government, that there are transgender. The Kerala government that time said there is not a transgender over there. But now you see there is a huge population. Of course, it was not the government then didn't have the political will. But now the government has been totally supportive. And I really appreciate the government
and
for
its work.
And
you think it's better than countries like Australia?
Of course, 110 times better. Because India has this rich culture. As the culture of Indianness was never to discriminate. Our culture, our forefathers always created spaces for each and everybody in the society. So I believe that we are again reinstating that whole position again. And today I am now Acharya Mahamandaleshwar of the Kinnar Akhada, which is as equal to the Shankaracharya post, what I'm holding. So life is all about, you know, India is all about acceptance, I believe. But the real challenge is how you will serve your issue to the mainstream society. It is always how do you tell the world. That is the way the world will accept you. So I believe Kerala community is doing very well. 12 states in the country have transgender welfare board. Pinne, there are so many writers who are writing from the trans community, whether it is me, Kalki, Pinne, Revati. There are so much of artwork also happening, okay. Political work also happening. Pinne, at every level, transgenders are, you know, showing their capability. And I always say we need opportunities. We don't need reservations.
ഓക്കെ. ഒരുപക്ഷെ എനിക്ക് തോന്നുന്നു ഇന്ത്യയിലെ ഏറ്റവും കൂടുതൽ സെലിബ്രിറ്റി ആയിട്ടുള്ള ട്രാൻസ്ജെൻഡർ വ്യക്തി ആയിരിക്കും ലക്ഷ്മി ത്രിപാഠി എന്ന് തോന്നുന്നുണ്ട്. കാരണം 99% ട്രാൻസ്ജെൻഡർ കമ്മ്യൂണിറ്റിയിൽ നിന്ന് വരുന്ന 99% ആൾക്കാരും ഡിസ്ക്രിമിനേഷൻ അനുഭവിച്ച് കഴിയുമ്പോൾ ആ ഒരു ലക്ഷ്മി ത്രിപാഠി ആക്ടറാണ്, ഡാൻസറാണ്, ഒരു ഡിപ്ലോമാറ്റ് ആണെന്ന് വേണമെങ്കിൽ പറയാം. കാരണം യു എൻ പോലും നേരിട്ട് പോയി പ്രസംഗിക്കുകയുണ്ടായി, ഒരു സോഫ്റ്റ് ഡിപ്ലോമസി എന്ന് പറയാവുന്ന രീതിയിൽ റൈറ്ററാണ്, എല്ലാമാണ്. എല്ലാവരും ഡിസ്ക്രിമിനേഷൻ അനുഭവിച്ചു കഴിയുമ്പോൾ അതിനെ ആ ഒരു ട്രാൻസ്ജെൻഡർ ഐഡന്റിറ്റിയെ എങ്ങനെ നന്നായി ഉപയോഗിക്കാം എന്ന് കാണിച്ചു കൊടുത്ത വ്യക്തിയാണോ ലക്ഷ്മി?
സി, ഐ ബിലീവ് ഡിസ്ക്രിമിനേഷൻ അറ്റ് ടൈംസ് ഓഫ് കോഴ്സ് ഇൻ ദ സൊസൈറ്റി ദർ ഇസ് സ്റ്റിഗ്മ ആൻഡ് ഡിസ്ക്രിമിനേഷൻ, ബട്ട് വി ഇന്റെൻഡ് ടു സെൽഫ് സ്റ്റിഗ്മറ്റൈസ് അവർ ഓൺ സെൽഫ്. ആൻഡ് ഐ ബിലീവ് മൈ പേരൻസ് സപ്പോർട്ടഡ് മീ. ആൻഡ് പിന്നെ ഇത് ഞാൻ ഫ്രണ്ട്സ്, ഞാൻ ടീച്ചർ, ആൻഡ് ഐ ബിലീവ് I had really beautiful people around me, which I'm touch wood, I was quite blessed to have beautiful parents to give me the best of the education, and I never felt discriminated. But the rest of the community, what happens, their own parents throw you out of the house. I always say that till in India and in the world, when parents will start accepting their child as the child is, there the stigma will disappear, discrimination will disappear, and then it will be not only one Lakshmi. I believe my community has the power to lead countries and lead nations and to create peace and to work selflessly. And I believe that I'm not an example, I'm just a drop in the ocean, but this drop was really nurtured very well by the society which I came from, which my parents really gave me the support system. Mm-hmm. Today even I have a husband also who is from Kerala.
മറ്റൊരു മലയാളി കണക്ഷൻ.
ആ പക്ക മലയാളി കണക്ഷൻ. I'm the daughter in law to Kerala and I'm daughter to Mata Amritanandamayi.
Okay.
So see, I'm daughter and daughter in law both to Kerala.
Okay. So പൂർണ്ണമായും ഒരു പകുതി മലയാളി തന്നെ ഞാൻ വിളിക്കുകയാണ്. കുറച്ചെങ്കിലും മലയാളത്തിൽ കൂടെ പറയണം കേട്ടോ, സംസാരിക്കുമ്പോൾ കുറച്ചുകൂടെ മലയാളത്തിൽ
See, now I get stuck, you know, if it is like that. But I would love to say that in Nyanis Sneginum, I love Malayalam. I love all Malayalis. And one thing about Kerala has been that it's just so beautiful. I feel, you know, somewhere I'm a pakka Malayali than any other Malayalis.
Okay. Bhartavinte peru chodikkamo?
Venda Karna, let it be.
Okay, sure.
Okay. I will tell you in person, no?
Okay.
His family doesn't know.
Okay.
But
okay.
He's staying with me since 4 years. And I respect his, you know.
Yes.
At
yes.
times, Kerala can even, be a even, very
even,
open.
Even when you say that the Kerala society is much forward.
But it's still
issues.
Very conservative.
Yeah.
And that every Malayali knows that.
അത് തന്നെയാണ് ഞാൻ ആദ്യം ചോദിച്ചത്. Are you sure that Kerala is much ahead of Australia? എന്ന് ഞാൻ ചോദിച്ചതിന്റെ കാരണം അത് തന്നെയാണ്.
Yeah, there is always a paradox in every society. Okay. Whatever you see, Australia way of thinking for transgender, I'm only talking as perceptive to the transgender issues. Kerala is much more ahead.
Okay.
And every society has two sides. Every coin has two sides of its faces.
Okay. Yeah, I was reading your life story before the interview. വായിക്കുകയായിരുന്നു, ലക്ഷ്മിയെ കുറിച്ച് വായിക്കുകയായിരുന്നു. ജനിച്ചപ്പോൾ ഒരു ആൺകുട്ടിയായിട്ടാണ് എല്ലാവരും പറഞ്ഞത്. പിന്നെ പിന്നീട് ഒരു ഘട്ടത്തിൽ യു ഫൗണ്ട് യുവർ സെൽഫ് ദാറ്റ് യു ആർ നോട്ട് നോട്ട് എ ബോയ്, ഒരു ട്രാൻസ്ജെൻഡർ ആണെന്ന് സ്വയം തിരിച്ചറിഞ്ഞു. എങ്ങനെയായിരുന്നു?
See, you know what? I always felt like other any child, you know. And as a child, child doesn't have any sexuality. See, in India or world where doctor sees your genitals and they put you as a boy or a girl. But my sexuality and my gender was something different. I was not a child. I was so feminine, you know. You won't believe, I never had a single pill of hormones in my body, but still my body is so feminine. And I'm quite proud of to have such a beautiful body as a woman. Women are at shame when they look at my fingers and my hand at times. So as a child also, I was always taunted and always felt that I was different because people on the streets used to call me good, mamu, chakka, what top of names, you know. And I was never a boy. It was only on that certificate of my birth it was written, sir. And then slowly people say, no, Lakshmi, when did you come out? I was already out.
Mm-hmm.
And because of my femininity, I was subjected to abuse. Because of my femininity, I had to, I had to tolerate tortures of the society. And because of my femininity, femininity is always crushed under the patriarchy. See, I respect men, I love men. Even in my life, I had beautiful father, brother, and my husband and my friends, all men around me. But there were men who were abusive to me. There were men as a child where when I was abused, it was a man who abused me. And it was not from the gay world, or it was from the mainstream society who called themselves heterosexual. So life for me, I believe, didn't change or was not different. I was as normal as any other child, but I was treated different because I didn't fit into the boxes of male and female, because I didn't fix into the binaries what the society and what the Britishers had left with the Indian society. And wherever they colonized, they really created this kind of differences that they every wanted every gender, every sexuality to be boxed. But the world changed after colonization, and it was only in 2014 that now we have our own constitutional rights, our basic yes. human rights, our rights as an Indian.
ഞാൻ അത് തന്നെയാണ് ചോദിക്കാൻ വന്നത്. 2014 ലക്ഷ്മി കൂടി ഫൈറ്റ് ചെയ്തിട്ടാണ് ആ ഒരു ഓർഡർ സുപ്രീം കോടതിയിൽ നിന്ന് വന്നത്. ട്രാൻസ്ജെൻഡർ ഒരു സർക്കാർ ഓഫീസുകളിലോ ആപ്ലിക്കേഷൻ ഫോമുകളിലോ എല്ലാം ഒരു ട്രാൻസ്ജെൻഡർ കോളം വേണം
എന്നുള്ളത്,
മെയിൽ ഫീമെയിൽ ട്രാൻസ്ജെൻഡർ കോളം. അതിനുശേഷം കാര്യമായ എന്തെങ്കിലും മാറ്റം ഇന്ത്യയിൽ ഉണ്ടായിട്ടുണ്ടോ?
See, there is now, imagine in a country like India, 12 states are having a transgender welfare board. Could you think when you were staying in Delhi for 8-10 years, did you ever think this would be the world?
Not actually.
Not exactly. No Indians would have thought that. No Indians would have thought that the Supreme Court would come out with a verdict of male, female, and the third gender, or you say transgender, whatever. And the Supreme Court even went ahead to say that you have to restore, it's the state and the federal government's responsibility to restore the dignity of the transgenders. I'm on the committee of the UGC, and UGC giving transgenders children all the right and all the equities, even scholarship, and even there are states which are giving housing facility, medical facility. Of course, things has to be got. People have to be educated what is the right thing and what is the wrong thing. But on the paper, things are changing, which in a country like India, you would never think that BJP government would already support us. Impossible. But Modi has been a big support, and his Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, Thavarchand Gehlot Minister, is a person who has been supportive for the transgender right. India has mm-hmm. 2 bills in the Parliament of transgender. So we are quite ahead. Hello, which world we are in? Where people in US were a big debate of having a what we say bathroom, or there should be a different bathroom, or there should be this bathroom. Hello, we have transgender welfare board. Forget about bathrooms. You know, we have the basic rights as a person which is required. And you know, one thing is beautiful about the country, the welfare board, the maximum ownership is of the community. And when the community has the ownership, then only you see the differences and the success in life.
Whenever we talk about the transgender issues or LGBT issues, anything like that, people asking you, if it's your son or daughter, what will be your stand? That's the question we always hear. So what's your advice to the parents if they find that their son or daughter has a different kind of sexuality?
I think so. The basic thing is for parents, like my father said, that no educated or uneducated parents would ever go and see what the child is doing in the bedroom. It's the child's choice. For me, Lakshmi Narayan Tripathi is my child. And if parents understand that their child is the child, the mother has carried the child for 9 months in the womb, and you all have taken care to see to it that the child grows up. And only one thing, the sexuality. Sexuality is the child's personal bedroom stories. That is none of your business to know, or any of the society to know. I believe that you have to accept your child as your child. That should be the bottom line.
വളരെയധികം നന്ദി ലക്ഷ്മി, ഇത്രയും നേരം എസ് ബി എസ് സ്റ്റുഡിയോയിലെത്തി നമ്മളോട് സംസാരിച്ചതിന്.
നമസ്കാരം കണ്ണ, ലവ് യു.
SBS
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 SBS Radio.